Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
The United States Pentagon, Wednesday, May 29th, 0800 hours.
Sir, there's a report from Kim Tong-hyun at the AP News. It's about North Korea.
North Korea?
Yes, sir. Apparently, North Korea flies trash balloons over the South as leader Kim doubles down on satellite ambitions.
I'm sorry. Trash balloons.
Yes, sir. The South's military said that 260 North Korean balloons were found in various parts of the country as of Wednesday afternoon, and they were being recovered by military rapid response and explosive clearance teams. The military said the balloons brought various types of trash and manure.
Manure? Do you mean to say these were poop balloons?
Yes, sir.
But why?
In a statement issued over the weekend, North Korean Vice Defense Minister Kim Kong-il said the North was planning to scatter mounds of waste paper and filth over border areas and other parts of South Korea in what he describes as a tit-for-tat action against the leafletting by South Korean activists.
Thank you for the update, Sergeant.
And now, here is hashtag NYC Poop Balloon, written by Jason Wang, directed by Emily Edwards. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024.
Yo, Queens!
Lower East Side! Sup!
Is this y'all dead pigeon?
Oh, no way!
No, man, that's your dead pigeon!
Nah!
He got quinoa in his mouth!
Fuck! Well, sure. Well, how'd he get there?
So this morning, I see a bunch of purple balloons flying fucking over from Rockefeller Center. I say, must be the NYU grads, right? That time of the year, right? Cherry blossoms, 20-year-olds, but then they pop! Boom! Dead pigeon here, dead pigeon there, quinoa everywhere, on my socks, on my shorts, on my Jordans. What the fuck, man?
That was not me, man. I'm just here smoking a joint.
It's too late. I made a diss track. Yo, picked up a pigeon up by Whitestone. Probably running away from flushing. Slap marks on its ass, bet Queens was getting up to something. The Queens Zoo ain't shit when you from the jungle. Call me the dog, I'm gonna take off my muzzle. Lonely Side? Yeah! This balloon came with fox. Must be the kids from Ridgewood getting chicken pox. Pork. You trying to run? There's a bus you can take, it's the MQ-31! Pull up, get on the bus, get on!
Yo, a wet rat? You airdropped a wet rat?
That was not me, but that was sick!
What do you mean it wasn't you? Where'd it come from then, huh? The sky?
You think I got balloons? All I got at home are, like, drugs.
I should've known. I didn't even drop that balloon on you, Jabroski. But now, it's over. Oh, it's so over.
Don't do it, man.
Oh, I'ma do it.
You're gonna make a fool of yourself.
Oh, here comes my rap! Does a burrow thoroughly smell like burrow of rats? Dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot like Fort Totten in the Hudson, so full of corruption. Yeah, give me consumption!
Dude, you don't even know what that is. Bruh, what is this?
Yo!
Do spooky poo-poo garbage?
That smells like weed? Oh. Weed is illegal.
You did this!
You did this!
Hi!
You!
Yeah, me.
Brooklyn!
Brooklyn!
I'm not
a Brooklyn.
Yeah, you are!
I'm Williamsburg.
Never mind.
Oh, I am writing to you today because someone has dropped weed-infused human feces on my territory, which I know is quite usual. However, it smells bad, like Gowanus. I cannot smell like Gowanus.
Well, it wasn't us, man. I smell like Old Spice, baby.
And I don't smell
silence!
Like weed, because I've never done a weed.
Silence. We, the 20 to 26-year-olds of Williamsburg, will not have any of this. We have created a change.org petition and an AI-generated image of both of you boroughs, Président. Yeah, in order to stop you from dropping poop. The rest of the world is going to chime in and stop this atrocity at any moment now, so you'd better watch out. Oh, and we've also prepared a spoken word selection. Hate. Crime. Two words separated by a hyphen. And a balloon. I was 20 years old when I first came to New York City, and someone called me gentrifier. Am I a gentrifier when the very soil we both walk on does not belong to us? Land acknowledgement. Lower East Side. Queens. We are all gentrifiers. And this dropping of waste and human excrement, it needs to stop. Stop, a cop says to me, while driving under the influence of ketamine. I tell him, I'm sorry, officer, for driving under the influence of ketamine through Prospect Park at midnight. But he does not let me off with a warning. Darn. And neither will I to you. This violence, this dropping of balloons, it needs to stop. It needs to drop.
Hello, sweeties. You are so cute. Did you like my gifties?
Staten Island?
Yes, it's me, your sweet sibling.
You did this? What's going on?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. My entire life I have been searching for an answer. Why does nobody come to Staten Island? We have the ferry and 20-year-old construction projects, empty parking lots. And feces. So I thought to myself, the world needs to know. The world needs to know what we are all about. Feces, empty parking lots, and trees, and the ferry. So I wrapped up these balloons full of our Staten Island specialties, and I sent them out into the world because my entire life I have been searching for tourists.
You did all of this for tourists?
Yes!
Why didn't you say that?
Take them!
This way, guys, come on! They got a zoo! They got a zoo!
It is tourists! They got a ferry! It's real
We're
nice!
We're serious! Let's go!
train. It's so great.
Yeah, you don't belong here, bros.
Staten Island was on my For You page.
Tourists! So many tourists! I'm so happy I could.
No.
Rap. I'm gonna need a suggestion. Give me a word of something that smells bad. Trash. Good. Now give me another word that rhymes with that word. My fur is so stinky, she smells like trash. Filled all these balloons with my rats and my cash.
Ew.
This has been Hashtag NYC Poop Balloon, written by Jason Wang, directed by Emily Edwards, featuring Duncan Flaster, Kat Plazas, Jasmine Spies, and Zachary Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.